mies. And then there was bass. Good evening, motherfuckers and motherfuckers. This is your host, Uncle Dolomite, of the Too Much Game Podcast, live from the sanctuary once again. That was kind of quiet, but it is what it is. And if you join the chat on YouTube, nigga, say something so I can shout you out. But, yeah, nigga, today's episode, you know, being that it's the elephant in the room and it's what everybody been talking about for, like, the last, like, what, 3-4 days, maybe the last week or so. This little, you know what we got going on in hip-hop, my nigga. Drake, Kendrick Lamar, and that light-skinned nigga from North Carolina who we probably shouldn't even say that nigga name no more because he apologized his way out of it. That was tragic, dog. Like, a lot of niggas was giving Drake the nod, and he wasn't even in the battle yet. Like, he hadn't even said nothing yet. But the Drake Hive gonna do what the Drake Hive gonna do. All the little Aubrey's, you know, all the little Drakey's angels or whatever you call them little niggas. You know, all the little, the Barrette Brigade, nigga, the painted fingernail mafia, whatever. You know, they was already giving the trophy to Drake. He finally responded, what, yesterday, sometime last night or something like that. And shout out to him. He did what he was supposed to do. You know, you supposed to respond when somebody that's a worthy opponent calls you out. You know, sometimes it's your duty to respond, my nigga, you know, because, like, I'm not a big believer in responding to everything that comes across your desk because you only as big as what you choose to respond. You only as, you know, big as what you choose to give your energy to. And in situations such as this where a nigga who's your peer, your contemporary nigga, somebody that's eye level with you, call you out, it's time for you to motherfucking demonstrate. And, you know, shout out to Drake for that. You know, because I'm not no fan of the nigga, but I'm not no hater neither. Like, you know, when it come to Drake, I'm like a neutral party. Like, I don't care. He's not a nigga who I pay a whole lot of attention to. He just exists. He's not a person whose music I'm a fan of. I don't know his albums. I don't listen to his music like that. Like, of course, he's the most popular rapper out there. So you're going to hear his shit whether you want to or not. And that's cool. You know, I'm not no hater. So Drake got music I like. So, you know, I'm familiar with his content. You know, but being that Kendrick Lamar came out and he threw the gamut down or, you know, threw down the gauntlet, it was time for motherfuckers to come out there and show out. And unfortunately, that nigga J. Cole did some bullshit. Like, he came out and he rapped like he was supposed to rap. I feel like the 7-minute drill was exactly what it was supposed to be. He came out there, he said what he had to say, he did what he had to do. And, you know, he performed well. Like, nigga, I wasn't mad at his diss at all. It was dope to me. But the nigga came out and apologized for it. Nigga, that was some suck-ass shit. Like, the fuck you apologized for? And you wasn't even disrespectful. What's going on, Rod Uncensored? What's going on, Maxed Out for the Bankroll? The motherfucking ism in the building. What's the dizzle? You know, my nigga Maxed Out for the Bankroll up in this motherfucker. You know, but like I said, my nigga, like, J. Cole did what he was supposed to do. You know, he said what he had to say. He got his bars off. You know, he did a diss, but it wasn't disrespectful. You know, like, I could see if he came out there and said something personal about, like, Kendrick Lamar, or he said something about his wife or his kids, or, you know, something like that. Like, all right, for sure, my nigga, you know, by all means, if you do something that you feel where you stepping out of bounds, then yes, nigga, by all means, apologize. You a grown ass man. But in the case of J. Cole, nigga, you ain't even do nothing wrong. You ain't say nothing wrong. What the fuck you apologizing for? You literally speak about being the best in a lot of your raps. You speak about, like, nigga, I wish a nigga would. I wish a motherfucker would come out and try. I wish a nigga would come, da 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 da. And then when it finally happened and you finally respond, you apologize. You know, some niggas is just too comfortable playing number two. What's going on, Andy Boy the comedian? What's the deal? Thursday night, nigga, I'm on that stage, nigga. You know, hopefully you come check me out. Hopefully your ass be there. You know, but like I said, like, nigga, and that's how I feel about Kevin Durant. That's why I'm not no Kevin Durant fan. Because at one point, I was a fan of Kevin Durant. Until that nigga was on ESPN Magazine and he did a whole article, a whole interview, where he was talking about not wanting to be considered number two, not wanting to be second fiddle, nigga, never wanting to be looked at as the other guy. And then when it was time for this nigga to win the fucking scoring title, this bitch ass nigga sat the last game out so Carmelo Anthony could win the scoring title. KD forever a hoe ass nigga for that shit. What's going on, John Watson? Sports for You podcast going on behind me. Y'all check out Sports for You podcast. Sports number four, letter U. But you know, like I said, like the aim of today's episode is not completely gonna be about the battle, because y'all niggas know I don't give a fuck about a lot of shit. And this battle is another one of those things. I don't give a fuck. I'm not a fan of neither one of these niggas. My favorite rapper is Sugar Free. My favorite young active rappers are Larry June, Mozzie, and I don't know what the fuck Freddie Gibbs got going on. But at one point, it was Freddie Gibbs. But right now, shit, nigga, I like Larry June, Jay Worthy, and, you know, fucking Mozzie and Currency and shit. So I don't give a fuck about the big three, which now is the big two and the possible and shit. That's what we got to call it now. We got to call it the big two and the possible. Because niggas is trying to put a third person in that slot and don't nobody even fit in that slot. Like, nigga, there is no third one right now. Nigga, it's Drake, Kendrick, and The Field. It was J. Cole, but nigga, you ain't even in that conversation. So, yes, if we want to talk about sales, popularity, yeah, J. Cole is in that competition. But when it come to what we talking about in this context, nigga, you ain't even in it no more because you backed out of the fucking competition. What's going on, Bella? What's going on, Ariel? How you doing? You know, nigga, but like I said, dog, like now it's the big two and the possible because he bowed out of the fucking competition. And, you know, like I said, like that's what I want to talk about in today's episode. Competition can be a good thing a lot of times when you're trying to reach success. When you're trying to do something, when you're trying to elevate, when you're trying to make yourself be better as a person, better as a content creator, better as an athlete, better as anything in humanity, my nigga, competition could be a good thing. You know, a lot of times, like they say, which is also true, competition is the thief of joy. I believe that competition is and can be the thief of joy because it takes the fun out of a lot of shit. Depending on what you consider to be fun. Like, yes, nigga, competition and content. Yeah, nigga, sometimes it takes the fun out of certain shit. You know, competition and a lot of shit. But a lot of times competition is the fuel that motivates most people to elevate. You know, when it comes to the competition that a lot of us feel, a lot of the competition that a lot of us go through, competition is what makes us want to be better. Competition is what makes us want to do better. I see you with something and I like it. It's immediately a competition to get that. You know, like you play basketball way harder when there's a trophy involved. You play video games a whole lot different when there's an incentive involved. Anything that you do in life, my nigga, when there's an incentive for you to do better, that incentive motivates you to do better. And a lot of times that motivating incentive is competition. You know, like when you just at the gym by yourself shooting jump shots, it's just like, you know, if I make it, I make it. If I miss it, I miss it. It's whatever. But when you in a competitive setting, you want to make every single one of them motherfuckers. You're going to be motivated to make every shot. You're going to be motivated to not lose the ball when you dribble. Everything you do has a different level of motivation when you have competition, my nigga. You know, so like I said, yeah, it's the thief of joy. But sometimes, even though competition is considered to be the thief of joy, there are situations where joy is the thief of success. what's going on, Trill? You know, because like sometimes, dog, like, nigga, joy brings complacency. Joy and comfort, these things are cool. But a lot of times, nigga, when you in a place of being happy, when you in a place of being comfortable, when you cool and everything is, you know, nice and rainbows and sunshine and shit like that, like, you complacent. You know, like, I had this conversation with one of my homeboys, nigga, when he got his CDL, and I was like, nigga, when them ends start meeting, you not gonna hustle as hard as you was hustling when you was broke. Like, when you broke, when you fucked up, when you have something to motivate you to do better, when you have something that you working against, it elevates you. It pushes you to work harder in everything you do. It pushes you to hustle harder in everything that you do. What's going on, my little brother D'Angelo up in this motherfucker? Like, nigga, that's a motivating factor. Being broke is a motivating factor. Being fucked up, my nigga, like, there's things that's gonna make you hustle. But when you happy, when you cool, when everything is nice, you know, when everybody getting along, that don't motivate you to do shit but keep on chilling. That don't motivate you to do nothing but keep relaxing. What's going on, Reverend X? What's happening with you, the legendary Reverend X, nigga? You know, nigga, y'all niggas know Reverend X. That nigga be crip walking in some more shit. Shout out Reverend X. But, you know, like I said, dog, like, when you have something to compete against, that's a motivational factor. You know, like, that's one of the things. Like, nigga, when everything is cool, when everything is happy, you be chilling. You don't want to elevate. You're not motivated when everything is cool. You know, when all your bills is paid, when all your friends is happy, when everybody's smiling at you, that don't motivate you to do better. That motivates you to relax. That motivates you to chill. That motivates you to kick it. You like, shit, everything is cool. You know, why would I work hard? Why would I elevate? Nigga, what's the motivating factor? But competition, nigga, competition gonna get your ass in that motherfucking studio. Competition gonna get your ass in that gym. Competition gonna make you hustle harder, my nigga. You know, that's what I'm saying. Like, competition in a lot of settings can be healthy. You know, so even though it is the thief of joy, nigga, sometimes, nigga, joy ain't gonna make you do better. Happiness ain't gonna make you do better. Complacency ain't gonna make you do better. It's that competition. You know, it's having that chip on your shoulder to make you say, my nigga, yeah, if I'm in the gym by myself, I miss 10 layups in a row and I won't give a fuck because ain't nobody watching. I ain't competing against nobody. It ain't no winning. It ain't no losing. I'm just here by myself. So I'm just going to do what the fuck I'm going to do. You know, like, that's honestly, like, when you think about video games, the reason that 2K been trash lately, the reason Call of Duty been trash lately, the reason that Madden been trash lately is because there's no competition. Madden, the only football game coming out. 2K, the only basketball game coming out. Call of Duty is the only fucking war game coming out as far as, you know, relevant shit. Nigga, when it was Madden, Quarterback Club, Game Day, and all of these games was all coming out around the same time, every year, nigga, they was trying to reinvent something. They was trying to elevate something. They was trying to add new features and new graphics and, oh, we got this new thing and we got this new thing and we just introduced this and we just did this. Like, competition made these games be dope. When it was Live and 2K both coming out at the same time, both these games was trying to elevate, because it's like, nigga, we got to do better because we don't know what this motherfucker finna come with next year. So we gonna have to do this and we gonna have to do that. You know, it's just like fucking athletes and all of this shit. You know, like, I talked about this shit in the episode, and I hate that I forgot the name of the episode, but I've talked about this concept a lot. There's no greatness without a great obstacle to overcome. Like, without Joe Frazier, without George Foreman, we wouldn't talk about Muhammad Ali the way that we talk about him. As great as he was, without great opponents, a lot of people won't consider you to be that great. You know, like I tell y'all all the time, I myself am not a Michael Jordan fan. Why? Because I don't feel like Michael Jordan had as great a competition as LeBron James or as a Kobe Bryant. I got Kobe Bryant ranked higher than Michael Jordan. because I feel like Kobe Bryant had harder competition than Michael Jordan. So even though Michael Jordan did his shit, he got a lot of numbers, you know, he sold a lot of fucking shoes. That nigga didn't have the level of competition that Kobe had, my nigga. You know, Kobe night in, night out was going up against legendary motherfuckers at his position, lining up face to face with niggas that was flat out better than the nigga that Michael Jordan lined up against. So you can bring all them numbers and six championships and all that bullshit all you want to, my nigga. But when you look at who was in them highlights, who that nigga was scoring them points on, it wasn't even close to the level of competition that Kobe had to score his points on, or who LeBron had to score his points on. You know, I feel like those niggas' competition elevated them to the level that they was at, my nigga. You know, that's like a lot of the knock that a lot of people have on Floyd Mayweather. You know, a lot of motherfuckers, you know, even though a lot of people consider Floyd Mayweather to be the GOAT, a lot of motherfuckers at one point was trying to knock Floyd Mayweather because they didn't feel like he had the level of competition of other fighters. You know, nowadays, it's kind of like, nigga, Floyd was just so cold that he made them niggas look like they were scrubs. Like, them niggas was dope, nigga, but they just wasn't Floyd Mayweather dope, my nigga. The nigga was just so far and away better than the competition that them niggas didn't even fucking matter. So them niggas would be undefeated outside of him, but when they came up against him, he made them niggas look like journeymen, my nigga. You know, but again, it's competition that brings the greatness out of a lot of us. You know, like I say, you know, when the whole battle came about, as far as like Kendrick, Cole, and Drake, you know, a lot of people didn't like what Kendrick did. A lot of people felt like Kendrick was, you know, like coming out of left field with the whole little dissing these niggas out the blue. Like, damn, these niggas ain't do nothing. And all of a sudden, this nigga just jump on the track and just diss these niggas out of nowhere. But, you know, when you ask me, you know, like I be telling motherfuckers about like the whole thing and what happened and how it happened, me personally, how I felt about it was genuinely, dog, like, Kendrick did this to get niggas to rap. That's how I feel about it. I genuinely feel like Kendrick jumped out the window and dissed these niggas just because he wanted to see he just wanted to see competition come back in hip hop. He wanted to see niggas elevate their level. He wanted to see niggas actually get back to getting in the booth and spitting, my nigga. You know, I feel like, because this is how I feel, a lot of these niggas are just too fucking comfortable, my nigga. Like, hip hop has been low key boring. You know, has there been some cool little songs come out? Yeah. But from the big three, not really. And I feel like Kendrick just wanted to see niggas rapping, because Kendrick been kind of dormant lately. After that little Big Stepper project came out, nigga, he been kind of chilling. He ain't really been doing much. I ain't really seen nothing from the nigga. You know, so I think he just really did this to light a fire up under niggas. You know, something that I've seen since this. You know, just in the realm, the area that I live in, my nigga. Like, you know, a lot of these local rappers been getting it in just off the pace that Kendrick set with what he did. Like, nigga, we bringing competition back into hip-hop. What's going on, Wildfire Kim? What's going on, Real Spill Podcast? You know, and that's the fucking thing, my nigga. Like, Kendrick probably understand that competition is a healthy thing to motivate motherfuckers to get their ass in the studio and rap, my nigga. You know, like, competition is necessary a lot of times in order to get motherfuckers to elevate their level and do better. And if you in the YouTube chat, can y'all niggas hear me good? Like, do I sound clear? Is my sound cool? Do I look cool? Like, you know, like, how I look, how I sound? Because I don't know, my nigga, you know. That's the fucked up thing. I should have brought my tablet in here so I could have previewed the fucking stream. But, you know, like I said, dog, like, I think Kendrick genuinely did this to do a favor to hip hop as a whole. Get these niggas to rap again, my nigga. Get these niggas to get back to spitting. Like, y'all niggas really need to get in that motherfucking studio and do y'all goddamn thing. Like, nigga, do your stuff for real. You know, a whole lot of motherfuckers was bullshitting when it came to hip hop, my nigga. Like, a lot of y'all niggas making some okay little bitch ass songs, but Y'all niggas ain't spitting for real, my nigga. Good looking out, John Watson. I'm talking about YouTube, nigga. Instagram, I already know that shit cool, nigga. I want to see how my YouTube was doing. Good looking out, John Watson. They almost broke my goddamn glass on my rent. But like I said, my nigga, like, that's a fucking thing with a lot of shit. Like, something that I've said literally to myself. Like, one of the things that I do to motivate myself in any context in life, I look around me, and no matter what I'm doing, I always put myself in the context of some type of competition. That's how I motivate myself. I'm a competitive person. So even though I don't look at niggas as competition, because like I tell y'all, I'm cool with a lot of podcasters. Cool as fuck. Talk to these niggas and, you know, kick it with niggas. Like, I talk to King Germ every day. King Germ from Pod and Saved Our Marriage. I talk to that nigga every single day, my nigga. That's like my real friend, dog. I fuck with King Germ. Tough. But he'll tell you, if you ask me, in front of him, if he asks me, who you think is the best underground podcaster? Me. I'm better than all these niggas. These niggas my friends, but they ain't fucking with me. 12 Cal, dope as shit. Shan Baylor from, you know, BTG for president and Open Run with BTG. She Gets It podcast. Roddus. Like, all these niggas is my friends. These niggas is cool motherfuckers who I kick it with. All the time. I chop it up with these niggas. I give and receive advice from these niggas. Nigga, we like, you know, like what Shan and them got, Pod Fam. Like, nigga, these is my folks. But I'm better than these niggas. Like, that's just how the fuck I feel. Like, nigga, no hard feelings. I'm not saying your shit is bad or your shit trash or none of that shit. But if a motherfucker asks me who's the best, I'm gonna say me. That's how I am with everything. You know, and again, it's not hard feelings. It's not me trying to be disrespectful to nobody. But in order for me to motivate myself, I have to say I'm the best so I can be the best that I can be. You know, so even though to me the only competition is me, I'm competing no matter what. Even if I'm competing with the nigga in the mirror. You know, like, even when I'm at home, like, even when I do my homework, all right, like, I try to do, you know, at least 100 push-ups a day. But even when I do sets of push-ups, I'm like, all right, nigga, I did 50 comfortable. I need to do 60 next time. You know, I did 60. I need to do 75 next time. Like, nigga, no matter what I do, I'm always trying to improve. I'm always trying to compete with whoever I'm around, nigga, so I could be better. Not because I want to see you do bad, but genuinely because I just want to elevate me, my nigga. And what you say, Real Spill? Oh, shit, I need to find the YouTube page. Then same name, right? Yeah, Too Much Game Podcast, T-O-O Much Game Podcast. That's how I'm supposed to go. Wait until I get cracking. And that's the fucking thing, my nigga. Like, you should always be putting yourself in a position to be the best. Like, if you ain't trying to be the best, what the fuck you doing it for? That's why a lot of motherfuckers is not fucking with J. Cole right now. That's why a lot of niggas is mad at J. Cole. Because instead of J. Cole being like, nigga, I'm the best, duh, this nigga went and apologized. Like, nigga, what the fuck you apologize for trying to be the best for? Shout out John Watson. Nigga, like you said, nigga, sports for you. Number one sports podcast, my nigga. And that's the thing. Like, nigga, why the fuck wouldn't you want to be number one? You know, like, yes, it's enough money for everybody. You know, yeah, we all gonna give the politically correct answer. Yeah, man, everybody's good. Everybody's dope. I want to see everybody win. Yeah, everybody could fucking win. But if it's a competition, I want to win that motherfucker. I want to win amongst the winners. I hope everybody get paid. I hope everybody gets sponsors. I hope everybody get everything that's coming to them. But if you ask me who's the best, it's me, my nigga. I go hard as fuck at everything I do so I could be the best. And like I say, I understand I'm not the best at a lot of shit. But nigga, I'm doing the best to be my best. And in order for you to be the best, you have to be better than something, my nigga. You know, whenever I receive compliments, if you ask anybody who's ever given me a compliment and I reply, I always tell motherfuckers, I'm just doing the best that I can. I'm doing the best to be my best. Because for me to be my best, I have to be pushing to be the best. I want to be the best me that I can be. And in order for me to be at my best, I have to be in competition. I have to compete, my nigga. You know, like I said, nigga, if you want to be on that sucker shit that J. Cole is on, at the least, compete with yourself. Compete with the nigga from yesterday. You know, because even with a nigga like J. Cole, you know, like I've talked to people in like personal conversations and shit, and something that I tell motherfuckers all the time, like, I look at everything in the context of psychology. Whenever people do certain shit or say certain shit, I always try to think of like where their head was when they did that, or where they, what they was thinking about when they said that, or what was it that motivated a person to do something. And like with a nigga like J. Cole, I feel like the reason that J. Cole be talking that cash high power shit is because he wants to motivate himself to elevate himself. So even though he's not a competitive dude, he's not with the fisticuffs, in order for him to psych himself up to be that dope ass MC that he's been his whole career, because even though this nigga apologized, I'm not finna take away from him as an MC. I'm not finna take away from him as a musician. I'm not finna take away from him as an artist. He's a fucking legendary artist. He's top 10 all time. Like, you ain't finna name 10 niggas that can out-rap J. Cole, my nigga. Like, that's not no easy fucking feat. Nigga, J. Cole is up there. He's a fucking Hall of Famer, my nigga. First fucking ballot. He that goddamn dope. But he gracefully bowed out of the competition because some niggas just ain't built like that, my nigga. But just because you ain't built like that don't take away from you as a MC, as an artist, or as anything. Because, like, even with Kevin Durant, I look at Kevin Durant as a fucking hoe cake. Kevin Durant a clown to me. He's a sucker. That nigga's soft. But does that make him less of a basketball player? Do that mean that the baskets that he made didn't count? No, it all counts. But he's a weenie, my nigga. He's a fucking wing ding. He's a bunny. Why? Because when it came to that competition, he folded. That's some clown shit. But even with a nigga like Kevin Durant, even with that article that he did in ESPN magazine, like I said, nigga, some niggas like to use little things to motivate themselves to elevate their level, because they even understand, even though they may not be a competitive person, meaning competition between man and man, there has to be some level of competition in order for them to elevate themselves, in order for them to push themselves to do better. They have to be competing with something, you know, because like I was talking about when it came to the whole Kevin Durant situation, you know, just like the whole little shit that I feel like with J. Cole, a lot of niggas ain't built to be the man. A lot of niggas are afraid of that number one spot. A lot of motherfuckers is afraid to wear that crown. You know, like they say, nigga, heavy is the head that wears the crown. A lot of you niggas' neck ain't that strong. Pause. You know, like a lot of y'all motherfuckers can't carry that crown. A lot of motherfuckers is literally afraid to be the best, dog. That's why a lot of niggas like J. Cole and Kevin Durant will bow out of a lot of these situations. You know, because I think I might have talked about it on the show, but fuck it, nigga. Let me go ahead and bring it up now just in case, because a lot of y'all motherfuckers, I know if I forgot it, y'all might not remember the shit neither. But like I was saying, the difference between a motherfucker like Kevin Durant and a nigga like LeBron James is, LeBron James is willing to take all the slings and arrows that come with being the man, the guy, the number one. You know, when you the number one, you get all the hate, all the criticism, all when the critics and the press and all that, when they got something negative to say, you gonna be the nigga they gonna talk about. Oh man, LeBron didn't do this. LeBron didn't deliver. LeBron ain't clutch. LeBron this, LeBron that, LeBron blah, 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 blah. Like, LeBron is one of the most hated athletes in sports. Why? Because he's the greatest, my nigga. Don't nobody hate number two. Everybody hate number one. Michael Jordan. When Michael Jordan was at his peak, Mike had a gang of fucking haters. He had a gang of supporters and people who loved him. But nigga, it was a million motherfuckers couldn't stand MJ. Same with Kobe. Kobe was one of the most hated motherfucking athletes ever. Because he was the guy. Niggas hate the guy. Niggas hate the king. Niggas hate the president. You done heard songs, fuck Donald Trump, fuck George Bush, fuck Obama, fuck Joe Biden. Nigga, you ain't never heard no motherfucking song saying, fuck Kamala Harris, fuck Dick Cheney. You ain't never heard, fuck Al Gore. Nigga, ain't nobody hating on number two. They hate on number one. They hate on the champ. They hate on the big guy. They hate the big hat. They hate the boss. Don't nobody hate the fucking assistant principal. Everybody hate the guy. That's why a lot of them niggas is willing to go sit in that number two spot. Because a lot of motherfuckers ain't built to be the best, my nigga. A lot of motherfuckers is scared of that spotlight. You know, that's why so many people got fucking stage fright. You know, that's why so many niggas is comfortable being a writer and not being a rapper. You know, being a producer. You know, a lot of motherfuckers don't want that stardom. A lot of motherfuckers is afraid of that light, my nigga. That light hot. That light scares a lot of niggas. That shit intimidates a lot of motherfuckers. That's why a lot of motherfuckers rather sit behind the scenes. Because they know, nigga, when you the guy, when you the man or women, when you that bitch, when you that top motherfucker, everybody shooting at you. Everybody got some negativity for your ass. Everybody got criticism for you. Everybody looking at you like, damn, you didn't do this. You didn't do that. You didn't do this. Like, motherfuckers love to hate that top motherfucker. That's why so many motherfuckers is willing to play number two. That's why so many motherfuckers willing to just fit in. And, you know, like I say, like, nigga, that ain't even the crowd I want to run in. You know, like me personally, nigga, I don't even like having those type of friends. I don't like motherfuckers who like to play the back. I don't like motherfuckers that's comfortable with losing. I like when I tell somebody I'm better than you, and they be like, no, you not. Shit, nigga, I'm better than you. Good. Now I have a reason to elevate. You know, when I see my friends, you know, like when I was on the bike set, you know, when I had my Harley and shit, nigga, I love to see my homeboy put some new shit on his Harley or go up in the motor and you know, oh, nigga, you know, I had the 88 motor, then I got the 105. Nigga, now I got a 124 on my shit. Nigga, now that elevates me. That make me want to say, shit, you got a 124. I need a 131. Nigga, whatever you did, I need to elevate past that. Nigga, I use competition as motivation for me to do better. You know, like, that's the fucking thing. Like, me personally, I need that healthy competition. I tell people all the time, like, nigga, that's something that's going to help everybody do better. You know, and that's not to say, like, you want to have a bunch of competitive-ass friends, because something that I've said about unhealthy competition, you don't want friends that are in unhealthy competition, because some of these motherfuckers want to see you lose so they can feel like they won. And, you know, shout out, you know, speaking of the homie, King Jern. King John, Pod Save Our Marriage Podcast, nigga, what's the motherfucking deal? You know, but like I said, nigga, sometimes when you got competitive friends around you or competitive people around you, you got to watch how they view the competition that you have between y'all. Because like I said, nigga, you got friends that want to see you do better so they can elevate past it. And then you got the type of friends that want to see you bad because they don't want to elevate. They just want to be better than you. So even though they not doing nothing to lift their game up, they want to be right here and just see you down here so they can feel like they better than you. Those are the type of motherfuckers I don't need to be around. Those are the motherfuckers you don't need to be around. Them the type of motherfuckers I tell y'all all the time, like, you should always watch the look on people's face when you give them good news. You should watch the look on people's face when you give them bad news. Because you got motherfuckers around you that call themselves your friend, but it excites them to see you fucked up. It excites them to see you take an L. It excites them to see you going through something fucked up, because that makes them feel like they better because you're worse. Then you got friends that's like, you give them good news and it excites them. They get happy. They like, what? Nigga, you did what? Oh, nigga, I got to go do such and such. You know, because like I told y'all, like my cousin Lil Mike, nigga, me and Lil Mike, nigga, we always in competition. Nigga, we been in competition since this motherfucker was old enough to hang out with me, my nigga. Since this nigga was like 17, 18 years old, my nigga. Because mind you, I'm like 9 years older than him. But nigga, ever since he got to the point of adulthood, nigga, oh, nigga, you put 12s in your car, I'm finna put 15s in my car. You put 20s on your shit, I'm finna put 22s on my shit. Oh, nigga, you got a Harley, I'm finna get a bigger, better Harley. Whatever you get, I'm trying to get better. But it's never no type of, I don't never want to see nothing bad happen to this nigga. I always want to see him do better. Because everything my friends do, everything my circle do to do better, that elevates me to do even better than that. You know, like I say, there's niggas who would rather be a $50 nigga in a $40 neighborhood than a $100,000 nigga in a $200,000 neighborhood. Like, you rather be the top fucked up nigga than be a nigga that's up around a bunch of niggas that's up higher than you. And, you know, you see characteristics and behaviors in bitch ass niggas like this. And these are the type of motherfuckers that you don't need to be around, my nigga. You don't need to be around motherfuckers who want to pull you down to make themselves feel better. You know, I'm always around niggas like, nigga, you only got 10,000. I got 15,000. Not, oh shit, nigga, I got this little 10,000. I hope you lose your 15,000. I hope you get fucked up. I hope you lose. Like, I don't want to see none of my friends lose. Nigga, I'm the type of nigga that no matter what my friends going through, I want to see these niggas win. You know, just like I say about your fucking circle, my nigga, it's always better to be surrounded by niggas who own. Because if all your squad is doing it how you doing it, then if you fall off, all them niggas could get together and help pull you up. But if you the only nigga in your squad that's making money, if you fall off, your whole squad fucked up. You don't want to be the only nigga in your squad with $1 million. You know, that's the fucking thing. Like, you don't want to be around niggas who feel like they got to be the only nigga in the crew doing well. Because if it's only one nigga doing well and he get knocked off, now you got 10 broke niggas. I don't want to be riding in a Bentley with 4 niggas in the backseat. I would much rather be rolling up in 7 little Benzes. Because at least I know, nigga, if 7 Benzes pull up in one crash, I can go get in the passenger seat. But if I wreck the Rolls Royce and the whole crew in the Rolls Royce, we all fucking gone. You know, that's why you don't never want to be in no fucking crew where you the one nigga that got it cracking and all your homeboys fucked up. You don't even want to be around no niggas like that. You know, like, even when it comes to your friends that's up and you down, or vice versa, or your friends is up and you see how they treat other niggas that's down. Like me personally, like, nigga, anybody who knows me, who's ever met me, who's ever fucked with me, who's ever asked me for information, niggas know. Like, even with this fucking podcast, I don't hold back no game from nobody. Whenever I got a homeboy or somebody who know me, what's the motherfucking deal, Swing Wizard? Nigga, I'm always very generous with information. If there's anything I know, I'll tell you. Especially if I fuck with you. You know, like I tell y'all on this fucking podcast all the time, I give y'all niggas game I should be fucking selling. Why? Because if you listen to this shit, that means you fuck with me. That means you support me. That means that, nigga, there's nothing that I know that I won't tell you as far as some information to help you elevate or do better. Because I want to see everybody around me do better, my nigga. I don't view you niggas as nobody who's taking no food out my mouth or show stopping me in no way. So I don't mind being around a bunch of niggas that know just as well as I know. You know, like I said, nigga, if you know a nigga and you ask him, hey, brother, is your job hiring? And he hit you with the, oh, no, man, they ain't hiring. Watch that nigga. You probably shouldn't be fucking with no nigga like that. Like, nigga, I'm the type of nigga, like, look, here go the information to the job. go apply. This my supervisor name. Tell that nigga I sent you. You know, like, you working at my job ain't taking no money out my my motherfucking pocket. Nigga, you doing better than me ain't stopping me from doing shit. You know, that's the fucking thing. Like, nigga, when you around niggas who feel like every time somebody is up around them, they want to hate, they want to knock them down, they got some negative shit to say about them. Like, nigga, you need to give people like that space. You need to get the fuck away from people like that. You know, like I say all the fucking time, if a nigga will talk shit about somebody else to you, they'll talk shit about you to somebody else. You know, you gotta watch motherfuckers like that. You gotta watch backbiting ass niggas. You gotta watch hating ass niggas. Like, nigga, when you know motherfuckers who every time somebody do something well around them, they knock them down, what the fuck you think they gonna say about you when you doing something good? What you think them niggas saying when you ain't around? If every time somebody catch a W, oh man, you heard of the homie, that nigga just got this new Benz. That nigga Benz clean as a motherfucker. Man, that nigga probably scamming. Oh, that nigga probably got that shit from an inheritance. Shit, that nigga probably da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Nigga, you always got a fucking excuse on why niggas fucking celebrate. Nigga, you can't never just say congratulations or just say shout out to it or I'm just happy to see it. You know, like, what the fuck you think these motherfuckers say when you ain't around? You know, like, that's the thing. Like, nigga, I watch shit like that. Like, I literally watch how niggas move when you hear good news on a nigga. You know, and then somebody take a L and they laugh. Oh, you happy to see a nigga fucked up, but you be mad to see a nigga succeed. You know, like me personally, like I'm always one of them, like, man, what that nigga do to get the Benz? Where that nigga working at? I need to go holler at that nigga. Shit, I want a Benz too. I need to see what the fuck that nigga did to get that motherfucker. Maybe I could get on. Nigga, maybe I could fucking help. You know, like, that's the wave I be on. When a nigga tell me he caught a W, you know, like, even us in the content game, like, nigga, I don't get mad when I see niggas succeed. Even if they succeeded doing something that I don't fucking do or I don't fuck with. You know, like, conversations that I have with my homeboys all the fucking time. Nigga, like, I'm not mad at niggas who buy followers. If you bought them motherfuckers and that led to you succeeding, I'm still happy for you, my nigga. Because just because I wasn't willing to do it don't mean that Your victory is any less than my victory. I'm still cool with it because at the end of the fucking day, that was available to me too. I could have bought followers just like you did. So I can't say like, oh, you cheated the system and I didn't. Because at the end of the day, nigga, I got enough money to buy followers. I just choose not to. So am I mad at you for doing something that I wasn't willing to do or I didn't do? No, I just feel like I got more work to do. Again, it's more motivation for me to do it the right way, for me to do it my way. But I'm not mad at you for doing it your fucking way, my nigga. You did it that way and that's cool. That worked for you. That's not for me. So I'm not gonna do that. But I'm not finna fucking hate on you because you did it different than me, because I'm not a fucking hater. I don't have no hating bones in my body, my nigga. My mom raised 3 boys, 1 girl and no bitches. What's going on, her sneaker vault? You know, but like I said, my nigga, like, I don't get mad at seeing niggas succeed in different ways than I did. You know, like, I don't get mad at niggas who in the streets. I don't get mad at niggas who scam. I don't get mad at niggas who do crime. It is what the fuck it is, my nigga. Like, you didn't take no money out of my pocket doing it how you did it, so why the fuck would I be mad at you for doing it like that? That ain't none of my goddamn business. I ain't mad at you for doing it different. You did it different. You did it that way, I do it this way. Like I said, nigga, I just look at it as motivation. Like, shit, if he was able to do it that way, I really gotta work hard doing it this way. You know, so yes, even though I still look at it as a level of fucking competition, I don't look at it in an unhealthy way, because that's not how I view competition. And this is, you know, like I said, like, with the whole aim of this episode, I don't want nobody who listens to this fucking show to have no hater bones in their body or have no type of hate for nobody reaching success or nobody who's doing anything. Nigga, I'm always a proponent of you using every factor in your life to help you motivate yourself, to push yourself, to elevate yourself, to do fucking better, my nigga. Like, that's what this whole fucking show is about. I don't look at none of these niggas as no fucking unhealthy competition. I look at all you niggas as good, healthy competition. I'd be happy to see other podcasters that I fuck with go viral. I love seeing you niggas get sponsors. I love seeing you niggas get famous guests. I love seeing you niggas elevate because that motivates me to elevate. I already look at you niggas like I'm better than you, but I'm not hating on you. I love seeing y'all do well because that literally says, nigga, I gotta do fucking better. This nigga got this motherfucker on the show. I gotta do that, nigga. Oh, this nigga got this sponsor. This nigga just got a, he got signed to who? I need to do that. You know, like, nigga, I don't believe in that suck ass energy, my nigga. I don't be mad at niggas for doing well. Nigga, I love seeing niggas succeed. Even if we compete. And I love seeing niggas win because that pushes me to go even harder, to do even better. You know, like, I love being in a circle of niggas who are always doing better. That's the only type of friends I want. I don't like being around bum ass niggas. I don't like being around lazy niggas. I don't like being around unmotivated motherfuckers because I genuinely feel like if I'm the only motherfucker in my crew that got motion, I'm in the wrong fucking crew. If I'm the flyest nigga out the group, I'm not in no fly ass group. I need to be in a motherfucking group of niggas that every time I see them, it make me want to go do something. It make me want to go elevate. It make me want to go up my fucking level. You know, same with chicks I talk to. I can't fuck with a bitch that ain't got no ambition. You know, I don't like no bitch that look at me like I'm a come up or I'm a fucking lick. I need a motherfucker that's gonna be, you know, elevating me, making me want to do better. Like, damn, to fuck with this bitch, nigga, I gotta be doing something. I gotta be on my shit. You know, like I told y'all about one of the main reasons I married my motherfucking kid's mom. Like, nigga, fucking with her had me feeling like, damn, I'm really dusty, huh? Damn, I'm really not fly, huh? Like, damn, I really need to step my motherfucking game up. I ain't even realize I was dusty. I ain't even know I wasn't fly. But she keep bringing me around motherfuckers who got shit cracking, and I'm like, damn. You know, when you surrounded by motherfuckers who ain't really got a lot going on, it's like you don't even realize what's out there. You don't even realize that there's so much more out there. So you want to be around motherfuckers that expose you to shit. You want to be around motherfuckers that make you want to say, damn, I need to get a Benz like this nigga got. I need to get a job like this nigga got. Damn, this nigga just made $250,000 this year. This nigga made $500,000. This nigga made $1 million. This nigga just started a business. Damn, this bitch just opened up a fucking whole hair salon. I'm still braiding hair on my fucking couch. I need to get me a motherfucking hair salon. Like, you need to have people around you to make you feel that motivation to get to where they are. Not try to tear them down. Not try to knock them down. Hell no, nigga. I don't want to see nobody fucked up. I want to see everybody around me score. Even if I don't score. Because eventually, something in me is going to be like, nigga, I'm whatever it is, I'm going to have to figure it out so I can elevate to the level that these people at. And that's the fucking thing, my nigga. Like, that's the health. That's the benefit of having competition around you. And what you say, Earth's nigga, of all people are haters because envy and jealousy is real. Insecurity creates that. Exactly. You know, and that's the fucking thing. Like, you don't need to be around insecure motherfuckers. Like, you know, like I said, like, you got to watch the jokes people make around you. Because a lot of motherfuckers be making hating ass jokes. You know, like me, 12 Cal, Baylor, King Germ, Dom, fucking Jay Christian from the Raw Sex, or Jay Christian from the Cognac Room, Dom from the Raw Sex Podcast, Baylor from BTG for President and Open Run with BTG, 12 Cal from the 12 Cal Podcast. We all make these jokes about who's the richest podcaster. We don't make jokes about, I hope you be broke. You know, we don't say, oh, you broke, nigga, you fucked up. Hell no, nigga, you rich, I gotta get richer. I gotta catch up. I gotta try to get like this nigga. I gotta do what this nigga doing. This nigga's rich. I wanna be rich like him. That's the jokes that we tell. Like, I don't wanna see none of my homies fucked up. when I see my homeboys fucked up, I'm trying to help their ass out. Like, damn, nigga, you good? Do you need something? Because like I said, my nigga, I would much rather be in a circle of niggas that when one of the homies is fucked up, we all trying to help elevate this nigga, not laugh at this nigga. You know, when I see my homeboys tripping fall, like, nigga, I don't want to see you fucked up. I want to see you do better, my nigga. Anybody in my circle, I want to see you do good. You know, of course, like I said, we're going to have a level of competition because, of course, we are trying to elevate each other to be the best us that we can be. Everybody who I fuck with, I want to see you elevate. You know, like with me and my kid's mom, we just had this conversation like not too long ago. You know, like I used to always tell her, like, nigga, I feel bad when I'm making the same money or even close to the same money that I made the previous year. Like, I was on a cold ass street where I was like, nigga, I need to be making at least $10,000 a year more than I was the year before last. If I made $50,000 last year, I need $60,000. And next year, I need $70,000. The year after that, $80,000, $90,000. And I need to always be elevating. You know, like, I don't even like to travel to the same place that I traveled before. Everything needs to be an upgrade. Like, I always need to be doing better. And like I said, nigga, even with my friend group, you know, nigga, if you my friend, I'm trying to push your motherfucking ass. Like, what the fuck is you doing, my nigga? Why you ain't did this yet? Why you ain't did that yet? You know, like, that's a fucking problem in a lot of motherfuckers' relationships. What's going on, cousin? You know, a lot of motherfuckers' relationship end, especially men. Nigga, if you consider your wife to be nagging you because she wants you to do better, that's bitch nigga energy, dog. You have the energy of a bitch ass nigga. If your woman is trying to elevate you and motivate you to get a job or do something better or grow in a certain scenario or better yourself or hit the gym or work out or start eating healthy or take care of yourself better, or, you know, like, elevate your fucking friend group. If you like, oh, man, she keep nagging me, man. She keep telling me to get a job. Nigga, you sound like a bitch. Nigga, she trying to help your motherfucking ass elevate and do better, bitch ass nigga. Now, don't get mad when she go cheat on you with the upgrade. Because she was trying to save you and help you to do that. But you wanted to continue to stay in the position of a bitch ass nigga. And she had to elevate because you's a bitch. You should never take it as a negative thing when somebody's trying to push you to elevate yourself and to be a better person, my nigga. That's because that person has love for you. If I don't got no love for you, I don't mind you being a clown ass nigga. You know, like I say about motherfuckers in gang culture. Any motherfucker that will give you a pistol or put you in a position to do some crime, but they won't put no information in your head or give you no game, that's not your big homie. That's just an old ass nigga that's around you. Nigga, like if you ain't never helped me get cracking or do nothing better or elevate, nigga, you not my big homie. You just an old ass nigga. All my big homies or niggas who I consider to be my big homies or niggas who I call my OGs and uncles and shit like that, them niggas who helped me do something or taught me something or put some fucking money in my pocket. Nigga, any nigga who put me in a position to try to trick me off the fucking street ain't my big homie. Nigga, you just a big ass buster. And what you say, same, not counting the states. If I travel out the country, I don't ever go to the same place twice. Yeah, that shit weak to me. What you say, these fools don't want to be told nothing because they bitch ass niggas. We say, hey, that's me in the back. Hey, oh yeah, we see you back there, B. But, you know, like I said, dog, like, you don't need to be around motherfuckers that'll motivate you to do some stupid shit. You don't need to be around motherfuckers like, even, you know, like I tell y'all about your friend group, about the motherfuckers who you kick it with, the people who you hang out with, dog. Like, you don't need to be around niggas who only want to get you drunk, bitches who only want you to be turning up and chasing dick and fucking niggas and all that weak ass shit. Like, bitch, why we ain't trying to build a business? Why we ain't putting no money together to make no investments? why you ain't putting me up on no real estate plays or no stock plays? You know, even with the with the new shit, y'all niggas with the parlays, like, why you ain't putting me up on no bets to win or some shit? Like, put me in position to win, my nigga. Don't put me in motherfucking position to be drunk. Don't put me in the position of doggy style or missionary. Like, you need to be putting me in the motherfucking position of a fucking CEO. You know, like, that's the type of friendships I want, my nigga. Like, if y'all niggas know me, you see me, y'all motherfuckers realize how I get down, you follow me on social media, I don't get out much because I don't want to. Like, nigga, what the fuck I want to be in a club for? What the fuck am I celebrating? What did I win? You know, like, that's my fucking thing. Like, nigga, I celebrate victories. I celebrate accomplishments. I don't celebrate fucking Friday. I don't celebrate because it's damn Saturday night. Nigga, I'm finna go turn up. I'm finna get drunk. I'm finna get loaded. Nigga, for what? Fuck, I win. Fuck, I do. What is there to be happy about? I ain't do shit. You know, like, that was like one of my favorite fucking Kobe interviews. When them motherfuckers like, oh, Kobe, you won game one. You not excited? Job ain't done. Okay, but you won. Job not done. Like, nigga, until we get the trophy, until we win a championship, nigga, the job ain't done. The fuck I'm celebrating for? Fuck, I'm be happy about game one. Nigga, what about game 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and 7? Job not done, nigga. I'll celebrate when the job is done. You know, I don't dance after I cross a nigga over. I dance after I score the bucket, my nigga. Let me get the point first. You know, like I said, nigga, like, it's too many niggas that celebrate not doing shit. That's why you don't see me around a lot of niggas. That's why I don't fuck with a lot of people. Like, because if you not fucking elevating, we shouldn't be celebrating. If you ain't doing nothing to get better, to motivate me, to push me to do something, what the fuck are we on the fucking phone about? What the fuck is we talking about? Like, nigga, I got so much shit that I want to accomplish. So much shit that I want to do in life. Like, so many things, my nigga. Like, I want to be retired by 50, my nigga. I don't need to be talking to a nigga that want to work till he die. I don't need to be talking to motherfuckers that all they want to talk about is money they spent, bitches they fucked, and other, like, surface ass shit. Like, nigga, what are we doing to get out of the position that we in? And like I said, my nigga, if you cool where you at, you cool where you at. And I'm cool with that. I'm happy for you. If you okay living in an apartment and being a renter forever, that's cool, my nigga. I'm not mad at you because everybody ain't meant to go where I'm trying to go. But I don't need to be talking to your motherfucking ass all the fucking time because, like I tell y'all, like it says in the fucking Bible, how can two walk together unless they agree? So if me and you not evenly yoked, we don't have no reason to be having long conversations. We're wasting each other time because I'm on a whole different mission than you, my nigga. That's like if I'm trying to get to New York. Why would I get in a fucking car with you if you headed to Florida? It don't fucking match, my nigga. It don't go together. Nigga, I need to be in the car with niggas that's going to my destination. So if you're not headed to the destination of being a fucking millionaire, if you're not headed to the motherfucking destination of residual income, of actual wealth, generational wealth, trying to put your children in a position to not have to work as hard as you did, we don't have no fucking reason to be around each other, my nigga. If you're not trying to motivate yourself to elevate to nothing, we don't need to be around each other. We don't need to be talking. You know, if I want to kick it, if I'm in the mood to do some hood rat shit, then yeah, I'll call you then. But outside of that, nigga, I'm not finna be on the phone every day with a motherfucker that's not trying to do nothing better than they did last year. The fuck is we talking about? What the fuck do we have in common? We ain't got shit in common. You know, because like I say, dog, like, I need to be around motherfuckers that elevate me to raise my game up to a certain level. If fucking with you is not elevating me, I can't fuck with you. That's a waste of my time. Like I tell y'all, nigga, like, one of the main pillars of this show is how you use your time, how you leverage your time. If you spending time with motherfuckers that's not trying to elevate, that's when you wasting your time. When you spending your time around motherfuckers that ain't trying to do no better, or they not on the same mission as you, they don't got the same goals as you, them motherfuckers ain't on the same level as you, you wasting your own time. You can't blame people for that, because they don't have the power to do that. Them niggas ain't got the power to waste your fucking time, because you could have easily left them the fuck alone. You ain't had to answer your phone. You ain't had to waste your gas going around them. You ain't had to do none of that, nigga. You made personal choices to do all that. Everything that happens in your life as a grown motherfucker is your own personal choice. So if you wasting your motherfucking time with somebody, nigga, that's something you did. Blame you. Don't blame them. You know, like I say about my exes, like I say about friendships that I've had, like I say about mistakes that I've made and things I've done, nigga. Like, the only shit that I regret is shit I fucked up on. Because I take responsibility and accountability for my mistakes, because they was my choices. I chose to fuck with that bitch. I chose to kick it with that nigga. I chose to put my money there. I chose to do that. So it's all on me. Like I tell y'all, nigga, good or bad, everything that happens in your life is your motherfucking fault. So you always got to move consciously in everything. You know, because it's all on you, my nigga. Take accountability and responsibility for your motherfucking actions and you'll be straight. And what you say, if you're not adding, you subtracting, exactly. You know, like I said, nigga, just to put a bow on everything, like, you know, just to wrap it all up back into what the show was about. The motherfuckers who you around and how you look at them should be in a healthy form of competition. Even when it comes to, like I said, if you're not competing with other people, nigga, you should be competing with your goddamn self. You should be reflecting and doing a self-analysis of how you was last year, last month, last week, yesterday, 5 or 10 fucking hours ago. And you should be trying to elevate and do better than whatever the fuck you was on last year. If you look at where you are this year and it's the same as where you are last year, that's your fucking fault. You should be trying to elevate, my nigga. Like, literally, dog. Like, if you want anything out of life, my nigga, you supposed to be growing. Because like they say, if you ain't growing, you dying. Nigga, you only get one motherfucking shot at this life shit, my nigga. Don't fucking waste it by being the same shit that you always was on. Like I said, that's why I don't like traveling to the same places over and over again. It's a big fucking world out there, my nigga. Why the fuck would I go to Vegas again? Why the fuck would I go to Hawaii again? I did that. You know, like, nigga, anything I've done, I did it and I'm done with it. You know, I'm not going back to no ex-bitches or none of that shit. Like, nigga, it's too much shit out here in life that I gotta go fucking experience. It's too many things in life that I gotta go fucking accomplish to be sitting back doing the same shit I was doing last year. You know, like I told y'all, just like with this whole fucking comedy shit, my nigga, like, I'm constantly trying to do something that I didn't do last year. I'm constantly trying to elevate myself, motivate myself, and push myself. Because, nigga, the one nigga who I'm in the biggest competition with is my motherfucking self. And I'll be damned if I lose to me last year. I'll be damned if I'm somewhere sitting up talking about, oh, nigga, in 07 I was on. Oh, nigga, back in this day, I was this. Oh, nigga, you know how fucking horrible that shit sound? For you to be posting Throwback Thursday, oh, I was so fine back in the day. Bitch, why you ain't fine now? Oh, nigga, I used to have the clean-ass G-body. Oh, nigga, I had a clean-ass coupe. Why you ain't got one now? You know, like I tell y'all motherfuckers all the time, nigga, I'm finer than I've always been. I'm smarter than I've always been. I'm in better shape than I've always been. I'm in my motherfucking prime right now, nigga. Like, nigga, now is my fucking prime. I'm always, nigga, no matter what fucking year it is, this my prime. 20-year-old Dolomite ain't fucking with 41-year-old Dolomite. 30-year-old Dolomite ain't fucking with 41-year-old Dolomite. 40-year-old Dolomite ain't fucking with 41-year-old Dolomite. Like, nigga, no matter what the fuck I'm doing, I'm trying to elevate past whatever the fuck I was in Throwback Thursday. If I ever look at some shit from Throwback Thursday and I'm looking at it like, damn, I missed that time, I'm fucking up. I'm doing the wrong thing, nigga. I should not be looking in the past like the past was better than the fucking present. That mean I'm fucking up. I'm making a mistake somewhere. I'm doing something fucking wrong. I should be looking at the past like, damn, I was dusty. Or damn, I didn't have such and such. Or damn, that's before I started doing whoop-de-whoop. That's before I got that property. Or that's before I did that incredible and amazing thing. Like, nigga, that's how I look at Throwback Thursday. I look at Throwback Thursday like, shit, nigga, I got more money then. I'm doing this better now. I'm doing this better now. I got a better car now. I got a better house now. Nigga, anything outside of that, nigga, that's a fucking failure for me, my nigga. I don't never want to look at the past and think that the nigga from the past is better than the nigga from the present. That's a loss, my nigga. But I'm gonna drop the mic on that shit. This has been your host, Uncle Dolomite, of the Too Much Game Podcast, live from the sanctuary once again. If you would like to support me financially, you know, if you felt like the game helped you in any way, if something that you heard was helpful to you, cash at me, nigga. You know, send a nigga a dollar or something, my nigga. Cash tag Uncle Dolomite, Uncle Dolemite on Cash App. Or you can get you some merchandise at TooMuchGamePodcast.store. T-O-O, MuchGamePodcast.store. Support the motherfucking squad, Townhouse Media, the Sports For You podcast going on behind me. Sports, number 4 letter U, live on Tuesdays and Fridays, 6:30 Pacific time. What else, my nigga? Follow me on social media at Uncle Dolomite on everything. TikTok, Yo Mama Boyfriend. Subscribe, hit the like button, and leave comments on YouTube, my nigga. Shout out to y'all niggas in the chat on YouTube. But yeah, man, you know, Thursday night, 8 p.m. in Rancho Cucamonga at the fucking Epic Event Center. I'm gonna be live on stage doing comedy. It's gonna be my first real show, my nigga. You know, shout out Maury Richardson, More Laughs with Maury. You know, I'm gonna be on stage, my nigga. Check for me. But I think that's it. I ain't here to help you get bitches. I'm here to help you get better. Too Much Game.